was going to say this last week, and I can say it for the rest of the year. I'm back coaching again. My night of practice is Wednesday, so this is why I'm like this. All right, no disrespect.
I have respect for the
fine. No disrespect intended, but well, I got out of the gym at 7:45.
385.
So that's why I'm like this.
The pressing issue about the update on Newton North has to do with the geometry of Lowell Ave. Some of you might remember that the plan for Lowell was to create bump outs and basically to have parking between those bump outs, where the parking had been on the other side of the street, and the residents truthfully are not so happy that they're going to have to cross the street to park. But the more important issue for me, I don't mean to say that in a negative way, is that with those bump outs, we would have to realign street so that it wouldn't be a straight through. Am I taking your thunder here? You'd have to stripe it. People would have to bend and bend back. And they'd be going over these cement panels, which is not a good thing. And we don't have the money, if we do that, to resurface the street right now. So the feeling was to go back to the current geometry and just have that side be straight, and at the conclusion of the project, the parking to return to the western side. That's west right now.
I don't think the decision on the parking's necessarily been made. I think what we need to do is decide about the bump outs, so that the design.
Why don't I leave it to you, who is far better?
Sure.
Able to do this thing.
If you're in a late hour, I'll do this in 5 minutes or less.
Oh, I love it.
Like you said, it's about the curb extensions, the width of Lowell Ave, the concrete panels, the asphalt from the side, and also whether what the best parking scenario is for that section of Lowell Ave. This is what the design plans look like. You've got a parking lot going in where the school is now, and the fields, two driveways either end. And the curb extensions are proposed at either end around the driveways, and they come out into Lowell Ave about 8 feet. So here's the first one up in Elm Road, and I did a little camera wizardry here, so this is what it looks like now with the construction entrance, the high school coming down. So that curb extension would look something like that. It would come out into the Lowell Ave, it would push the center line over in this area, and it would require that you have to take parking away from the residential side. And then the other end at Hall Street, here's your picture, and then the curb extension, something along those lines. So before Newton North construction, you had resident-only parking on the west side, and I think primarily that was just to keep students and faculty out. You don't typically see all that many people park there during the day. You see the hours are, you know, just the school hour times. And then it was no parking 7 to 4 on the school side. This is where the buses used to come in and out. In fact, you can see one parked there. And the road kind of looked like this. The center line's in the middle, 16 and a half feet either side. During construction, though, the resident parking stayed on the west side, and permanent parking was put in on the east side because there was a real limited amount of parking during construction. And so we ended up with these 9.5-foot lanes. Some people thought, great, it slows people down. Some people thought, you're crazy to park cars on both sides. It's too narrow. So the alternatives after construction would be, first, to put in no parking on the resident side. And then, and this is what we talked about at the neighborhood meeting a week ago, that on the school side, you could have a mix of teach faculty staff permits and resident permits. So the residents would still have some spaces if they wanted, but it would be across the street from where they live. And so it would look something like this. The center line would go up a little bit, but you'd have 13-foot lanes rather than 9.5, and you'd have the parking on one side. The other option, obviously, the opposite option would be to keep the parking on the resident side. Again, it's possibly a mix of of staff permits and residents, and then no parking on the east side. The road looks like this, with 7 feet for parking and 13 on each side for traveling. So pros and cons of the parking on the, having the parking on the school side to get more parking. And also one of the complaints that we often get, like from the residents here, is when you have a lot of parking, and you see this on Walnut Street, for example, going into the Highlands, and you have a lot of parking, it restricts sight lines for people coming out of their driveways. So from the resident side perspective, maybe they would prefer to have the parking on the other side. At the neighborhood meeting, we only had one resident from Lowell Ave, so we really didn't get a true sample of the opinion, but the traffic council would bring that out. The con is that the parking is across the street. And then for the other option, the pros, the residents have parking on their side, but the cons, less spaces, and parking right up against the driveways. Does Newton North need this parking? I think yes. They do need some parking on Lowell Ave long term. You get about 415 spots from the site once it's finally done, but you're still about 10 short, and you may want to have some parking for students in the future. So that's it.
We don't get to decide the parking, do we?
Right.
That's not for us.
It's a traffic council item, but I think it does relate to these curb extensions.
But, I mean, the decision could be, even if you don't have the curb extensions, you could have parking on the school side.
Yes.
And that decision could change in different points in time. To me, the concern is the uneven roadway and the need to strike and knock down the center line to shift people over and back when we don't have the money to resurface the whole street, so they're going to be going over unnatural.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but Lenny was, but the neighbors are 100% against it, against the bump outs. Is that correct?
Everyone that was there that evening was in favor of removing the bump outs, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And what's important here is not to decide over the parking tonight. What's important here is, as of right now, the site plan calls for the bump outs. So the contractor right now is proceeding as if these bump outs are going to be constructed. If we're going to change it, we talked about a timetable, which is we need to let the architect know by the 1st of December so that they can spend the month of December redesigning it back, and so that they can then take those plans and give them to Dimio so that they can remove the bump outs and keep it as a straight shot. So that's why, you know, the timing is important. Not about the parking, but just about whether or not...
Not the design is not really about the bump out. The design is really about the infrastructure, the drainage, etc.
How much more money is this going to cost?
It won't.
The redesign?
It won't. The email you sent today.
There's no utility changes that are going to be impacted, but they have to revert back to the original line, so there will be some minimal architectural, you know, they have to straighten the curb to where existing condition is.
And that'll be covered by?
The soft costs in the project. I guess, can I just make one statement about it, is that I think it's a minimalist step in this direction, that when we do Lowell Street and we're going to rehabilitate it, we'll know the
Lowell Ave.
Slate.
I know.
I was late the last time too when I said it. That we'll have a better idea of what the flow and the use of that area is, and then, you know, we do curb line adjustments all the time in-house, and it's just, if we're going to need to pave the road, it just seems like to wait until we get to that point makes sense than to try to, number one, either incur a huge amount of cost, which to pave Lowell, I don't know if you mentioned, but to do the whole thing would be $400,000 more out of our budget. We're not really programmed to do it, so it would mean shifting our work plan. And or not making it, and then it feels dangerous to be driving off of the cement slab. You're kind of driving the gutter. So it just seemed like, do we need to go there now versus, you know, if we still feel it's an important improvement when we do Lowell, then that's when we pick it up and do it all at once.
Scott?
This might be a dumb question, but are we violating the site plan that was approved by the voters?
It, one could probably take that position.
We checked with design review and they were okay.
I also checked with Rita. She said it's technically off the, it's in the right of way. It's off the school property, so technically.
What do you need, a motion to take it out?
I'll be glad to move that.
Well, it's coming up under the, I don't know that we need, do we need a vote? I think just the sense of the.
No, because we're actually not moving the, you know, the curb line, changing traffic, you know.
But the, we are.
Which side of the street are you planning on? Do you want our input on that? Or
on what?
Which side of the street?
What traffic council do you want to have to do?
No.
No.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the people on Lowell Avenue have resident parking right now are going to sit quietly while you take it away?
No, that's why I can't.
Right. So that's a fight for another day. We need to decide if we're just going to. And I don't know. I would like us to think about whether we should take a vote or not, because we are changing the site plan and we are going
to.
And we're going to face this on Hull Street. Again, what we're trying to do is do what the residents want. So I mean, that's why. But I do think maybe we should be on record as is taking a vote that we're going to change the site plan.
Do we have to do
it? No. We have the docket item. We've got whatever the docket item is, and we're discussing it.
Yeah, but if you approve it, then you're going to report it out, right?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I think that the public facilities committee just needs to be on record that we discuss this, and that, or just even if you get a sense of the committee.
Yeah, I think we'll take a straw vote, and then if you feel we do need a vote, it's got to go.
Otherwise, in 18 months, someone's going to say, "Wait a minute, this was designed with bump ups. Who changed it, and when, and how did it all happen?"
Well, does it need a motion for a straw vote?
Why not?
Okay,
we're
among
friends.
Move that we don't have the bump up.
You're laughing at us. That's okay.
So we even going to come and say, you know, you can't do this.
Good.
Huh?
You could.
Then should we do a docket up?
Yeah, we're going to ask
for it. No, what he's saying, Bob said it's in the right of way, it's not part of the site plan.
What the hell is this?
I just want to make sure we're doing it right, that's all.
No, I agree with you, that's why I asked the question, but he said, who said a plan about WIDA? Someone talked to WIDA.
And WIDA said what?
It's in the right of way.
If it was in the parking lot, it would be a different
be
story.
Out.
So that doesn't mean, that's not included in the site plan? Because I thought that's part of the site plan.
That's why anybody could make the case. I mean, not to say that they'd be successful if they pushed it, but I think for the record, it should be noted in public facilities that there was a lengthy discussion in the neighborhood liaison committee meeting, and that everybody that was in attendance that night was in agreement that it makes sense to make that a straight shot and remove the bump outs, and that in, we had the discussion in public facilities, and it was the sense of the committee to concur with that. Just so there's some record of it.
Can I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
The bump outs, as you're calling them, are they providing a traffic calming that is somehow making the roadway and the entrance into the parking and the school safer? You're saying that these bump outs are all that's preventing the homeowners on the opposite side from retaining their resident-only parking.
No, you know how this all happened?
I don't.
You know, all of a sudden, the focus has been on the other side of the site, okay? So then all of a sudden, the barriers go up, and then someone went out and drew where the pump outs were going to be. And anybody that knew what was there was going down the street and saying, whoa, these are up in the middle of the street. And it was like, this is appears to be very unsafe. So not only anybody envisioned how far the bump outs were coming out into Lowell Avenue, and that's why really the discussion started when we saw how far they were coming out.
Who designed? So the original design was wrong, so we shouldn't have to pay them
It's not that the original design was wrong. I just don't think that people realize, you know, how far they were coming out of the whole lab.
There's no point in going there. There's so many issues with the traffic design, but I don't think there's any point in going there.
It needs to be redesigned because there's not enough room in the street, then it's not.
Well, is there any value in looking at it like it's a, we're not, like we're going to postpone the completion of this design to another, I mean, it would be another pot of money, I realize, but it's not to say we won't do this in 5 years. We may very well go in with the bump outs and, you know, repave the road and it'll be fine.
We're not
violating the site plan.
I don't think
so. I don't see any design at all. The line is there for the parking lot. What the hell design does he have to just take the thing off and forget it?
Well, there may be, like, some drainage, you may have to redesign a little bit of drainage. The utilities are not an issue, right? That's what you discussed about.
Utilities,
including drainage.
Right.
So there's no major addition.
So what we have to pay for the design, we may save in construction costs.
What design is there?
It sounds like it wasn't designed well to begin with.
Take that out. What design is there now?
Just to straighten it out.
Just a straight line.
It's basically going to be where the barriers are now is the way it's going to look.
With the bump outs or without?
No, without the bump outs. With the bump outs, they would come out through.
It's and that's why narrow end it is.
Right. And that's why we all of a sudden say, wait a minute, this is quick discussion, but this is making this thing awful narrow. Plus the fact you were going to be coming down low and all of a sudden
you put the slide up on the barrier. You have a slide that shows the barrier.
Clint, is the road ending up narrower than it is? Then it,
right there.
In the end, is the road narrower than it was before construction started?
The current site plan has them moving the curb out 1 foot.
Okay.
So the road is
just
1 foot
narrower. It's already a pretty narrow street.
That's how it's, they're saying that's what it's
going
to be now.
Isn't that pretty much where the new line will be, though, Clint? That straight shot?
No, I think the Jersey barriers are 3 or 4 feet out.
Right.
They're 3 or 4 feet out?
Yeah.
So it's even wider.
It's a little bit wider.
I think someone said it was the width of the Jersey barriers.
No.
It's
just 1 foot in from where the curb used to be.
Old Avenue is a mess, by the way. Look, you can see what a mess it is. It's a total mess now.
Yeah, but do you want to repave it now?
No, but it's a mess. Yep.
I know,
it should be
downtime
on the list.
It will be. Okay, so I would like a straw vote in support of the removal of the bump outs on Lowell Avenue, which is a public way and not part of the Newton North High School site plan.
I'm not going to vote on this.
That's okay.
I just want you to know that because I don't, if this is so very rushed or something, you know, that there's the plan for this street ought to be understood before voting on anything. You
know, even if you can't do it for 5 years,
I'm not understanding this process. So, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay, those in favor?
I'm in favor of them doing it. I don't want to pay for it because it sounds like someone should have known when they designed it initially what happened to the street. And if it's such a big deal now that it's there and it's narrowing the street, then that shouldn't be our fault. That should be a bad design.
Well, we approved it.
Yeah, so
shame on us.
We figured they know how big to make a street, and
the plan showed the bump outs, the plan showed the parking being moved.
Right, but I didn't measure the street. I figure if an architect put that in there, they should know how the street will work. And if it doesn't work, it's not our fault that it doesn't work.
It's not that it doesn't work. It's that without repaving it, you're forcing the center line away so that people are going to go over and then pass.
Okay. Over in the corner there?
Yeah.
Asphalt strip going south.
It's not that it does work.
So it does work.
It's just that
the whole thing, and they move the line.
Were those there before?
No.
Well, why are those there now?
No, they were there before.
No. But the bump outs?
No, the
house.
Yeah, this is exactly the way it was for the last 30 years.
So
The issue
is... I don't know. I'm just... whatever. I just don't like paying twice for designing something.
Well, that's part of the process. I mean, I hope that we'll get to the docket item, which looks at the 558 process. Because it's, I mean, this is all part of it. How much do we really get, what level of detail do we really get into when we're looking at these plans? Nobody picked this up.
No, there are a lot of things that didn't get picked up because unfortunately...
We're also going to be revisiting Hull Street. We're going to be going through the same thing.
Do you want to save that for another time?
I know, but I'm just pointing out that, you know, as you get more information and more details, there are changes that are made to hopefully make a better plan. And the residents on Hull Street have asked that the landscaping plan be altered substantially. So we're going to be, that's going to be coming to you.
So why don't we do that another
time? I know, I'm not
saying we should. Do we have to do that tonight?
No.
There it is right there. There's a current existing plan. And there's the proposed plan. There's a lot of things on us.
Well, this should actually allow us to move some plantings to different areas. They want less plantings.
They want less?
They want less.
Yeah. They like the
they
look
like
the of
look.
The
they want it
they
open.
They want to see it. They don't want it to be blocked.
So what are we going to say? No, we're not going to listen to you?
So it's going to cost us less, or we'll just move it
we'll
around.
We'll move it the other...
But they want...
This isn't costing us anything.
Final comment on that.
Or do we have to go
in this? This isn't costing us anything to take something away. This is being driven by two things. One, that the city doesn't want to fix the road right now that costs $400,000, and two, that residents don't want to lose their street parking.
But if the intention is that a few years from now, when the street sure does need to be repaved, we want to repave the street and put this design back in place, then that is going to cost the city more money than if we did it now.
So I think the problem is, Dan, is
I don't think substantially because it'll be done in-house.
Why would they want to put it back?
You're going to still have parking here along the school, right?
It's not clear which side the parking is going to be.
Not clear where the parking
is. Right. There was only one person that... The which side of the street people are parking on is not driving the removal of the bump out. There was only one person from Lowell out there that night. So that's really not what's driving
it. It's making the street too narrow with those bump outs.
Right.
That's what's driving it.
Can we get a number on how much the redesign of that will cost us? And how much the redesign of the landscape plan, even though we're taking stuff out, will cost? Because I'd like to know that.
If I could just explain, in a project like that, you know, they have a guaranteed maximum price and there's a budgeted amount. They've made lots of mistakes. I mean, they're human. They'll say, hey, we'll be the first to admit we should have had certain kind of door, you know, fixtures on there, and we have to change it, and we're going to have to charge you to change it. It's all within the guaranteed maximum price. If they were bumping up against that limit, and now they're going to charge us, and we're going to be over our budget, that's when we could sue them and say, you made a mistake, you know, you guaranteed us a maximum price. That's not what we did. We authorized a budget of, you know, $197, and yes, there are changes, and yes, we pay for it twice, three times, whatever it is, but as long as we're not over our budget, we really don't have, it's not like we can go after them and sue them. And, you know, I mean, if we did that, we'd be, there are hundreds of changes in a project that size, just so you know. And yeah, you feel like you're getting it twice, but again, until that contractor goes over his guaranteed maximum,
it's not quite right, though, because the contractor had the guaranteed maximum price, but the people who designed that was the traffic engineer hired by Gunn. So it's a different set of people.
But it's paid for within...
Yes, but not the guaranteed maximum price of the builder. That's another issue.
That's true. The original design probably wouldn't even go back to that architect at this point. It's going to be Dorn Whittier, and you know, we are paying time and materials on that.
Right. So we are paying time.
But it's not that it's wrong. It's just that it's, you know, it could work. But it's the city's going to incur. If we're going to make it as safe as we think it should be, we should pave it. And if we pave it, now we've got a bigger problem. So it's just a matter of, you know, in a way, delaying that you know, maybe we could argue that we're delaying it. If that's, you know, and not.
It doesn't mean that the bump outs won't go back in when the road is repaved, but that would be done in house, which would make it very difficult.
So we're not doing that just because we don't have the money
to repave the road, and it makes it.
Anybody that's.
We'd have to take a bit off. 400 is.
400 is a lot.
Hollywood's driving it.
You've got cement panels there. That's not just resurfacing.
Yeah,
because I mean, you do, just as you had on Century Street.
The way those are designed
years ago.
You can probably open the handle now, probably not the cable.
Okay, are we ready to quit for the night, folks?
We have one question of Clint. Clint, would you comment, please, on the engineering of the roadway and whether you think that the design of the bump outs coming into the street makes the street somehow impassable, irregardless of repaving and so forth? Is the design according to standard specs?
Is it according to standard specs? Yes. But it assumes parking is taken away from the residential side, and we don't know that that's going to happen. Traffic Council would have to do that. So it makes an assumption about the traffic regulations changing that hasn't happened yet.
So if parking were not on the residential side but tucked in to those bump outs on the other side, the design is according to standard specs?
Yeah. Dimensionally.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know that.
But on a material basis, I don't think it's standard to be driving off of a concrete panel.
I
think that's the people driving are going to go, what the hell are we doing here?
I understand, but there's just been a lot of confusion in the discussion, at least how I'm hearing it, and if there needs to be a long-term plan that we're striving for, and then we figure out how to get there. And it might be totally right to say right now, let's not do these bump outs and so forth, and because not resolved is where people should park, on which side, which way you want, and not resolved is when the city can pave the street. But the objective ought to be to put something together that works at some point, you know, if it's 2 years down the road and this is the right plan, or it isn't.
In my view, allowing faculty staff to park on Laurel Ave has the benefit of a bump out. Also, the benefit of giving you parking spaces that you need.
Park car
is dimensionally about the same thing. It's physically narrowing the roadway, and the teacher's going to be there most of the day.
So it's your point of view. Do you care? Are you worried mostly about parking at the high school or the residents in the neighborhood and where they're going to park? It's your point of view. Do the residents have driveways? Do they have driveways? Well, they have multi-resident houses there. And there's not enough.
But for me, it has nothing to do with the parking. It has to do with what I perceive to be a non-optimal driving situation going off of. You know how when you're on when they're doing construction on a road and they change the lanes? That's what would have to happen here.
Temporarily.
Plus, for a while, in addition to changing that, then they're going to be driving on an uneven surface. And I don't think that's a good
position. Temporarily, I agree with you. That's not my thing. I guess what I'm trying to think of is, what's the plan that we want, ultimately, and then we'll figure out how to stage it to get there so that people aren't driving in dangerous conditions and whatever else your criteria are.
It was stated that night, and it's been stated here again tonight, that the bump outs could be revisited later on in terms of, when this street is going to be, reconstructed or repaved. So it's not something that could be done at a later day. But based on everything the information that we have right now, the safest thing is just keep it as a straight shot. And then they can decide the parking down the road on which side. The other thing about the parking is, with all due respect to my good friends over there, I heard from, we were told that the school did not need parking on Lowell Ave, okay? And that the school was consulted. Now all of a sudden we're hearing that they may need it. Go over there and look. The parking lot that they have now has empty spaces in it. But that's a discussion for another day.
Is Lowell on for next year? No.
No?
Why not?
Oh, it's not for this summer, but you don't know about next summer. Summer after that.
2012?
Yeah.
Right.
It is, or
no,
you don't know?
I mean, how many spaces are in that lot on Lowell Ave?
A lot. 110.
It's on 110 space.
You got 2012 next summer, though. But he said it's not even on.
No, you don't need to park it on that. You know it's not on that.
No, I thought he said it wasn't.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't seem to be up to us anyway. I guess it doesn't. We don't have to officially vote on a change of the site plan. We just have
Because it's in the right of way.
So we just have to acknowledge that it's there.
Well, we took a straw vote. I mean, I don't want the administration to be hung out to dry a year from now when somebody says, you guys just went ahead and removed these bump outs we gave you the authority to do that. I don't think it's fair to them. So, I mean, I think we need to be on record, which is what we're doing. And again, there aren't too many things that people are in agreement on at these different meetings. And that night, there wasn't one person that said, oh, yeah, you should keep the bump outs. Everybody that was in that room said...
Who was in that room, I'm sorry?
It's the liaison committee.
The neighborhood. Okay.
I mean, I even offered to put cones out there to show you where, you know, how far, and I think it'll be very surprising. I think if you saw it, you'd just say, you can't live with that in for some amount of time until we redo the road. I mean, you need to do something fairly quick.
Well, I guess the architects must have thought we were redoing the road, because you said this is what the road looked like when they designed it. Mm-hmm. So...
On
told
paper,
them we were doing
on paper it works fine. You go out on the field.
The dimensions are fine.
On paper.
The
conditions. So they didn't go out on the field. You know.
Why would the city not decide, I mean, the history, you know, maybe have, but why would we not decide to coordinate the redoing of this very important roadway with the completion of the high school? Why would we not even have it scheduled for what would be a date that would coincide with the completion of the high school?
That's a good question. With all the utility work and everything. Good question.
Well, there's also a lot of other backups of things that have been waiting.
I know. This just seems like a very major project, and why would you leave this edge unfinished?
Well, it's very expensive, and I'll just say anecdotally, conversations like we're now going to pave the road right in front of the school, and then we're going to do. I mean, it's like enough already. You know, get out into the rest of the city, but because there's not that many. You're going to see a list of about 7 roads that we have money for next year. And if you remember Center Street, you know, it was a major project, and it would just be, you know, on top of what we just did. But if we, you know, we're looking at not removing the panels. If we can put a, you know, some kind of a mesh under there and pave over the concrete. That's
temporarily?
No,
that would be a permanent fix. Okay.
Okay, motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for staying. You'd have a time constraint. Thank you for staying this late.
Give it back.